Hey, Space Watchers! This is Space Cafe Radio, your new Space Watch Global channel about trends, people, and conferences. When our Space Watch team is on the road, we will talk with wonderful and inspiring humans, and we will let you know all about the cool things they share with us. My name is Chiara Monter. I'm the event coordinator at Space Watch Global. At the end of September this year, I was lucky enough to attend the UNIDIR Outer Space Security Conference in Geneva at the UN, which was so cool to be right there in the middle of the UN. But if that wasn't exciting enough, I also had the great opportunity to talk with Ayla Haquel from Ayla Nanosatellite from Brazil, this time in English, after she's already been a guest on our Space Cafe Brazil in Portuguese. We met after the first day of the conference at the shoreside of the Lake Leman on a nice autumn evening. And here is our interview.
Good evening.
We're here live in Geneva, right by the lake. It's night, you can see all the lights. Nice that you're here. Nice to see you live in person.
To me too. I'm very happy to be here with all you. And in person.
Yes.
The best way.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We've had you on before in our Space Cafe Brazil, but I would be really interested to hear again, what is it that your company does?
We are going to launch nanosatellites for Earth observation. We are going to use all this data of Earth observation to many solutions, many different solutions for the agriculture, mainly agriculture we are focusing so much. And for mine exploration, for oil and gas, for environmental protection, we are going to deliver this data as a very accessible way. So as a lot of people can receive this data and can give their values to agriculture, so many micro agriculturists can use it for their farmers.
And who is the main target group for this data?
I'm thinking that the first moment the people from farmers, because it can be delivered for farmers to use this in the specific moments that they need to use it. Like there in Brazil, we have some different things. Yeah, there in Brazil, we have some different ways of having like disorganized rains almost of the year. So we need to work on this very hardly to make it more easier to them to use their plantations for economy, because sometimes when they don't have this way of monitoring their agriculture, they really have really big crop breaks. And it's not so good for them because it's hard for them to have a plantation, and then if you have a crop break, it's not so good. So we are doing this to monitoring the agriculture, that in the same agriculture there in Brazil that we can produce this kind of data, we can do this as the same for the Africa, for Asia, from Australia, because they are always in the South Hemisphere, and they are in the same climate. So this kind of climate, that it's the climate that when it changes, like the climate changing all over the world, that will be like our climate there, that we have a lot of time in dry way, we have a lot of time in rain so much, so we need to deal with this. This hyperspectral camera can really do this, like we can monitoring all the things that is happening with the soil, with the vegetation, the chemical of all the things that we need to do, and we are doing something more. We are using this data for our satellites for producing index, for producing parameters for agriculture.
Okay.
Because we are having there in Brazil a place to have a simulation of all this situation. We are gonna use a kind of study, a study that comes from a very good institute there from Brazil, that is Embrapa. It's an institute of agriculture. They have a system that this model can be replicable. So in this model, we are gonna have in the same place forests and the crop and the animals in the same place. So we can test in the same place all the three things, and then we can produce on these three things with our researchers all the parameters to see diseases and the soil and the vegetation is having any kind of hydric stress in the animal, the health of the animals, and all this into the system that is integration. It's an integration of all the system. And this kind of system and the model can be replicable for mm-hmm. micro agriculture to large agriculture.
But so you're not only providing the data from the satellites, but you're also conducting the research then and creating these models?
Yes, okay. to creating this model, this index, like they say, in the parameters, like we say, mm-hmm. that it can use in their any kind of constellation, in other satellites, every kind of sensors that they can have in satellites, using this artificial intelligence to decide all this movement of it's having some hydraulic stress here. Okay, we have this parameter that can recognize this. So we can offer to all constellations of satellites this kind of parameters. And this is something very good because, like I said, we are using this the worst situation. You know, the situation that is having in all over the world now because it's changing the climate all over. And this way there for us is something that could be happening so many years ago, and so now we are having this monitoring of this all the time with our nanosatellites, so we can have this producing of parameters. So
okay.
more than having only the Earth observation of the satellites, we can produce this also, and then we can offer this also for the companies of satellites.
Okay, because then I'm wondering, because that is not only then helpful for the individual farmers or like the individual people who are involved in agriculture, but then it's also interesting for maybe other research institutes or also larger companies, right?
Yes, and that's why we are saying we'd like really to have this data as an accessible way, because we'd like to reach this kind of people. Mm-hmm. Because this kind of people can grow themselves doing something very good that can impact on all agriculture and people that needs this kind of data as low prices, as accessible data. And that's why I'm doing many more efforts to have this as this way, as accessible way. So we prefer now to have our revenues of our company from ground station than to the selling of data. We prefer to have low prices in the data, mm-hmm. and then if we need the revenue, we go to our ground station to have more this, or to this kind of production of parameters that we can deliver it also. So we prefer this to have this, mm-hmm. to have more people involved on this and involved on solving problems and having impacts on all over.
Nice. And is the main focus to stay in Brazil, or do you also want to expand with the data?
We'd like to expand mainly the way I said to you. We are having the same situation in many other countries, and these other countries needs this kind of help also, like Africa. Really, they need this. I was talking to people there, to the Association of Agriculturists there, and we offer to them also. So they can really use it for their agriculture also, that is very similar from Brazil, because we are in the same place in the earth. Like we are in the South Hemisphere, mm-hmm. and we can use it. So this is something that we can use to more countries also.
Very nice. And now you mentioned you've been traveling around Europe a bit since July. What are your plans here? What are you doing here?
Oh, great. Oh, yes. I am for many things about the SDGs. We are looking for the global partnership as one of the main things of the SDGs, because we believe that we can have mutual growth of a lot of companies together. So I've been here because we already have a lot of partners here. So we are joining this partner now to all them work together and develop their products together and have mutual growth, everybody together. So when I think on the first activities of my company, I see that the best way is to put everybody together on this to develop this company. So that's why I'm here. That's why I think that our products are global. We are global. So we can't be only one place. We mm-hmm. need to be all over, and we can be all over and helping others' company like they can help us also. So I prefer this way to everybody in a mutual growth.
And have more of an exchange then, I guess, as well.
Yeah, so exchange, because there in Brazil, we have already a lot of company that can be really expertise on some fields. But here in Europe, we have more experience on this field. So we prefer to come here because we can find this company can be complementary of the companies that we have there in Brazil. So we can really join together something and get more things with everybody together.
And now coming back to also the work you do specifically also in Brazil, I read in the description that's on LinkedIn that you also produce like the PED, so the Strategic Defense and National Protection products for the Brazilian government. And I was wondering if you could explain a bit more what that service is.
We are not exactly offering to the governor the protection. We mm-hmm. can offer the, like I said to you, parameters for protection the okay. same, because we are simulating areas for this also. Like we are simulating, we are having simulating areas for water. So we have wetlands. In these wetlands, what we do, we receive dirty water and then we clean this water in stages of garden with microorganisms and with fishes, and we are simulating microplastics into water, oil into water. So all this can produce parameters to use this for the protection, the environmental protection. Mm-hmm. So all this can be like, if I go to my dirty water, I have a parameter of dirty water. So any place that any other sensor goes with this parameter, they can recognize the same thing. So he can recognize the pollution, he can recognize microorganisms, can recognize oil, microplastic, and things like that. This that we are simulating there also for the environmental protection. And my sensor is capable to fire detection also. So we can really use this for fire detection.
Okay.
So we are more than work together with the government. We are helping everybody who needs our kind of data to the environmental protection. Not only the governor, anyone who needs this, we can offer it.
And do you sometimes, with the people who need this data, do you notice like conflicts of interest, that some people are more focused on maybe one aspect of environmental protection or want to see different data as well?
Oh, I don't know if I understand this, but I think this way. I think that if we can have this data for many different sectors, for many different people to use it for each one of their expertise, it will be awesome. Because mm-hmm. if they can use this like in only agriculture, you are gonna have a lot of people there in Brazil. Like we have more than 300 companies that can use the data for the agriculture, for monitoring agriculture. We can have more companies to receive this only for protection, the environmental protection. We can have the same thing for the oil and gas, for the mine exploration. I have some researchers only for mine exploration. They are supposed to find minerals with the exposed areas and then can receive this data to recognize their minerals with this, because they have this expertise on this. Mm-hmm. So I really like to do this, make this accessible so as many as possible people can receive this to make value for their specific sectors, you know.
Okay, so it's also possible for certain sectors to just pick the data that they need and not always use the paradigms or the models that you create as well.
Yeah, I can really give to them in a brutal way without processing.
Okay.
I can give this, like when you need fire detection, I can really do the fire detection. But if you need only the data, I can deliver it to you. So you can use this for your expertise, for your area, and then you can go to market. So this is something, another thing that you are impact on people to have their jobs, to have their work, to grow their economy. So in many sectors also. So I prefer this way. Accessible for everybody. Everybody in each sector can have this data and can develop themselves. So this is another way to impact on everybody around.
Nice. Now, we are here in Geneva for the Outer Space Security Conference.
Oh,
so I was wondering, with your company, how do you approach space security?
Oh, we are very concerned about this because of this point that we are always think about, of the global partnership.
Mm-hmm.
We are into this objective to make it happen in a very good way, but in a very secure way. So we are concerned about a lot of points on this. We are concerned about the data is not to be shared because we are going to share mission, we're going to share antennas. And for this, we need to guarantee for our clients that we are having all this in a security way. So here in Geneva, so here in Switzerland, I already have a very good partner for this. Just to guarantee our cybersecurity, we are having a lot of support of law, of lawyers, to guarantee for the agreements to be very secure to way to all the one that will work with us in the private clouds and a lot of protocols that we are producing just to have this in a very secure way. So this conference is coming with a very good idea, yes, to think more about this and think more about how, what can I do, what we can do together to have this in a global way. Because mm-hmm. if we are aiming for a global partnership, if we are aiming to have missions that are like shared missions, we need to take care more about all this. And so I think this is a good place to discuss more of these things.
Yeah, definitely. And today we had the panel on like dual use, the dual use nature of space assets and their potential impact. And I was wondering, what were your key takeaways from this panel or from the conference today in general?
Yeah, I thought that, yes, we have a lot of things that we need to think about and to develop more as space laws everywhere. We need to have a space law for all countries together, not to be only the special country that are already with many satellites, but we need to think more about the other countries that doesn't have satellites but really need satellites to their monitoring, like Africa, like Brazil. We don't have so many satellites for them, so we can compare one for each other. We need to put everybody together to think together on all this. So I think, and I prefer to see that the best way is to join everybody together in something that we can discuss all them together to have more points to discuss more all this and to have a good conclusion to which is the best way of do this. I could see some ideas today. Yes, we can have a physical place to monitoring all satellites. I don't think that it needs to be on this way. I think that we can put together neutral tribunal of everybody with a lot of representants, that we can have forms that they put in the forms what we are doing, for what we are doing this. It's for the peaceful of the using of outer space. Okay, you can do this. It's okay for everybody. And so they can do this. So it's the way that we can see that it's a secure way of managing satellites in orbit, more than threats. When we can recognize some kind of points of this, because we could study so much and recognize on the forms what they are putting there to say what they are doing, what they are having as equipment, what they are having as goals with their missions of satellites, we can recognize if it's something for good or something for not so good. So mm-hmm. In this way, I think that the better thing is to put everybody together to study all this.
Okay, that sounds like a great plan. The question is, how do we make that happen? You don't need to answer now.
No, yeah, I don't have the things.
And then one more question, what do you hope to get out of, because we have another day of the conference tomorrow, what do you hope to leave Geneva with?
Oh, yes. Let's see what they are going to discuss tomorrow, because I see that's it. If we are into a conference like that, I saw many people discussing very good points about security, about how can we reach the orbit for peaceful or for something that can be threats. And then we need really to be concerned about, because it's not everybody who is for the goodness of everything. And so sometimes it can be like we can be all the time thinking about goodness, but there will be someone that is not so good to, there's not so good thoughts about this. So mm-hmm. sometimes we really need to go into these things to study more the things that how can we do it to be good for everybody. And not to be something to be a barrier for everybody, because I could see some ideas today that's, it takes some barriers for everybody to grow up on this sector. Not only for governors, not only for civilians, but I saw that it's something that can give more barriers than can be can have more accessibility of all them. Mm-hmm. You know, so I prefer to think about this, that it's something to give more accessibility and something that can recognize that it's for goodness.
Very nice. Just as a final question, because of course you also collaborate with different companies and also different providers then as well, and with researchers. So to have that, to grant that accessibility and to ensure that goodness, how do you select who you collaborate with? What is the process there?
Oh, I don't have a profile that I prefer, no. I'm always open to listen to the people. I'm always open to see what they are offering. And then when you talk to them, when you open the discussion for everybody, you can see and you can recognize on them what they are really aiming on this, on their fields. So my partner comes with this. I see what they are looking for. I see how can they would like to collaborate, to cooperate, you know. So all is about the cooperation, all is about collaboration. And when I can see this effort from them, I see that we can be together. When I see that, okay, it's something to just to be with or to be, it's not so good, and I don't think that's a good way. I prefer when they really have something to offer, and then they can have something that I can offer to them also, mm-hmm. to be something to change. It's not only one side to me. Sometimes, every time, it needs to be something that we can be
more
all the
exchange.
Time sharing. Yeah, like this.
Nice. Very nice. Thank you so much for this interview. Look forward to day two of the conference as well.
Thank you. Also, very nice to be with you here.
Yeah, it was wonderful to speak to you. I am Chiara Monter, event coordinator at Spacewatch Global. And with that, I leave you for today. But don't forget, become a Spacewatcher. Bye!